Greater Sudbury Police Service is trying to reunite stolen goods recovered during the execution of a recent search warrant with their rightful owners. Some of the items recovered have not been reported stolen as of yet, GSPS said in a news release. Specifically, police said businesses and educational institutions should take in an inventory to determine whether or not equipment is missing. The following items were recovered: FLIR brand flashlight and UV goggles, Olympus microscope and tools, Konomax particle counter, and FLIR thermocam. If you believe that these items belong to you or the business institution that you work for, you are asked to contact us at 705-675-9171. You will be asked to provide additional information related to the items in order to ensure that they are returned to the rightful owners. Police said officers conducted a traffic stop near the intersection of LaSalle and Berrydown in New Sudbury. The driver and passenger were believed to be involved in a break and enter on August 15 at a business in Wanapite. Upon stopping the vehicle, officers confirmed the identities of the two individuals and they were taken into police custody without incident, GSPS said. The arrest led to the issuance of search warrants for the vehicle being driven at the time of the arrest and a resident on Arnold Avenue in Lively. Upon searching the vehicle, officers located 7.5 grams of crystal methamphetamine, 5.5 grams of cocaine and 7.5 grams of fentanyl, as well as various equipment consistent with break and enter tools, GSPS reports. At the residence, police said the search warrant turned up numerous items that were reported stolen as a result of the August 15 break and enter in Wanapite, as well as the additional items listed above presumed to have been stolen from other properties. Charges have been laid against a 44-year-old woman and a 44-year-old man. The woman is charged with possession of a weapon for a dangerous purpose, possession of break-in tools and possession of a Schedule I substance for the purpose of trafficking. The man is charged with breaking and entering, two counts of possession of a weapon for a dangerous purpose, possession of break-in tools, possession for the purpose of trafficking a Schedule I substance and driving while under suspension. Both individuals appeared in bail court on August 18 and have been released through the court system.